April Hemmes. I farm in Franklin County, near Hampton, Iowa, north central Iowa. I farm my family's Century Farm, which consists of almost 1,000 acres less tillable corn and soybeans. And I'm newly appointed for my second term to the United Soybean Board, representing one of four farmers from Iowa representing Iowa soybean farmers.
April, congratulations on the appointment. What does that role mean to you, and why would you say it's very significant for anybody in the U.S. that grows soybeans?
Well, you know, what I just think is great is that, you know, soybean farmers years ago, 25 years ago, decided to put their money where their mouth is, as we say. So we have the checkoff, which is one half of 1% of the value of your soybeans sold, and half goes to the United Soybean Board to be spent on programs over the whole nation and the world, actually. And then the other half goes to the state in which the soybean was grown in. And in my case, that's Iowa. And I also serve on the Iowa Soybean Board, too. So these dollars are spent to educate producers and people, educate about soybeans, promote soybeans both here and around the world, and do research to better our production of soybeans. And so overseeing those dollars is a very important thing, and I take it very seriously because I treat every dollar as if it was my dollar and I was spending it on the farm. So that's why I'm just so excited to start another three-year term.
Tell me about those education efforts. First, for soybean growers, what can they take away? What are they learning about as far as producing a good soybean?
Well, with the research, you know, we couple that with the research and, you know, get that information out to the producers on how to, you know, produce more soybeans per acre is basically what it's about. And then also we reach out to like influencers, doctors, and dietitians and do promotional campaigns there to promote the advantages of soybeans, not only in the diet, but also, new and what's kind of exciting is the industrial uses we found for soybeans. And then the new high oleic oil coming on, which is very heart healthy and is a really good product to take the place for frying oils and things like that. So chefs, I mean, it's just amazing all the programs, you know, that we have going on and the people we reach out to.
Based on your experience the first 3 years on the USB board and what your objectives are the next 3 years, how has what you've done shaping what you hope to do, if that makes sense?
Yeah, it does. Well, we've gone through a lot of changes at the United Soybean Board. We have a new CEO, Polly Ruin, and she is just doing a great job. And, you know, I found out when I got on the board, and I've done a lot of leadership, but you truly are drinking from the fire hose. You just get right into it. But boy, she really had to, taking on an organization like the United Soybean Board. So her insights have been great. And what I've seen more involved, the leaders are far more involved in giving our voice and what we really want as far as programming from our contractors and things like that. And so, you know, fine-tuning, I've been on the oil committee and then the marketplace. I've also been on demand, too. So we have different target areas. And so it's been interesting to learn, you know, you go in and you never think you're going to know everything about soybeans. But, boy, you really find out quickly how little you do know. And so you really have to just focus on the areas you're on, and it's just amazing all the things and places we've been, and especially working with our contractors, which are, you know, especially in the focus now with trade is the United Soybean Export Council, and they work all over the world doing great things for the soybean producers in the United States.
And I know you've been asked a lot about trade throughout the year with the news of China imposing tariffs on U.S. soybeans. And I don't want to necessarily ask you directly about the situation with China, April. I just want to kind of generally ask you about trade, the positives, the negatives, why other countries want soybeans from the U.S. Kind of let you steer the direction of the trade topic here.
Okay. Well, trade, and yes, especially being in Iowa, we are getting asked about that all the time. But I remember doing a story with a reporter from New York, and I said, and when I said over half of our soybeans go to China, or, you know, 30% of all exported soybeans, I can't remember the numbers, but I said, and that really scares me. It's great, but it bothers me. And she said, why? And I said, well, that's a lot of dependence on one country. And boy, little did I know I'd be eating my words in a year after I said that. But it's great now because we are looking for other opportunities out there and other places to go with our soybeans. But China also wants our soybeans. I just had a trade team here on the farm about a month ago, and they want nothing more than to buy U.S. soybeans. So, you know, it's the situation we're all up, and we're, you know, like I say, farmers are concentrated on getting this crop out of the field if I ever get to start. And but it seems like in trade, they always go after products that the United States, agriculture products the United States raises, because what American farmers do better than any other farmer in the world is produce a high quality crop, no matter what it is, corn, soybeans, peanuts, whatever, but very efficiently. And we have the ability to get it to them. We have the infrastructure to ship it out. So if they want to hurt us, that's usually in trade. That's what they go for. So we'll keep on keeping on in the farm. And like I say, farmers right now, we're so focused on getting this crop out with what Mother Nature is giving us. But looks like I got 10 days of sunshine. So hopefully we have a good run.
Certainly a welcome forecast. April, the last question I have for you, and you've essentially answered this already, but if you were to sum up, because in a way, you're reporting back to farmers with your role on the USB board. So what exactly do you want them to know about the ongoing efforts? And what is your message to them, if you were to sum it up, why USB is valuable?
Yeah, and actually I do get this question, well, not a lot, but I love explaining it to farmers just to let them know that their money, that, you know, I say that money, you can see that line item on your check and it's taken out. But what we are doing with it and how we are caring for your money is very important. And it is returning, I think, grateful, because with our efforts in trade and with exports and things like that, and then the research that others do for us, and then the information, getting that information out to the people who buy our products, whether it's consumers or the buyers abroad, is very important to let them know what a high quality, great crop we have with soybeans.
Anything else you want to make sure we talk about today?
Yeah, no, just know that we farmers are just trying to do the best we can, and especially on the United Soybean Board, working every day with the projects we do for the American soybean farmers.